You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. The Northeast ISD School Board has named a lone finalist for superintendent. TPR Education reporter Camille Phillips tells us Anthony Jarrett has served as the district's interim superintendent since January.
Before making the motion to name Jarrett the district's lone finalist, NEISD Board President David Beyer said Jarrett had essentially been auditioning for the role for the past 4 months. After trustees voted 6-0 to approve the motion, Jarrett thanked them for the opportunity.
Obviously, sitting in this role is a humbling experience, but the mindset of service first and self second is something that I fundamentally believe in. And I think working alongside you guys, I know our district will continue to grow, get better, and be one of the best districts in the country.
Jarrett previously served as NEISD's chief instructional officer. He will be officially named the next superintendent of San Antonio's second largest school district after 21 days, as required by state law. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
Senator John Cornyn brought his Get Out the Vote tour to San Antonio on Monday, on the first day of early voting and the May 26 primary runoff elections. TPR's Corey Cook has more.
The event at the Towers on Park Lane featured several longtime Texas Republican figures, including former Governor Rick Perry and former U.S. Senator Phil Graham. Cornyn warned that if his opponent Ken Paxton wins the nomination, spending in Texas could rise even higher in the general election as national Republicans work to defend the seat.
You think we're spending a lot of money in the primary? Just wait to the general election. If Paxton's a nominee, we'll end up spending hundreds of millions of dollars, perhaps in a failing race because of a flawed nominee.
More than $60 million has been spent backing Cornyn in the Texas Republican Senate primary and runoff, according to federal filings and ad tracking data. Early voting for the runoff runs this week through Friday. Election day is May 26th. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones says the city needs to think carefully about its long-term fiscal health, as San Antonio residents could soon face several financial hits at once. City leaders are weighing a 2027 bond package that could come in at around $600 million, roughly half the size of the one approved back in 2022. A property tax rate increase may be needed to support the smaller package. And both SAWS and CPS Energy are openly discussing utility rate hikes. Mayor Jones spoke to The Source on Monday and issued a stark warning about the city's financial trajectory.
Cities have gone bankrupt, right? Like it's not an impossible scenario. And so I just want us to be really cognizant of what we're doing to ourselves in light of the financial environment and frankly, no signs of it abating.
The city's projected out-year budget deficit could grow to more than $264 million by 2031. You can hear more from Mayor Jones at TPR.org. Just search for The Source. The San Antonio Spurs have stolen home court advantage in the Western Conference Finals after a dramatic double overtime win over the Oklahoma City Thunder on Monday night. Victor Wembanyama scored 41 points and grabbed 24 rebounds as San Antonio beat Oklahoma City 122-115 in Game 1. After the game, Wembanyama said the Spurs proved they can compete anywhere.
The message would be that we as a team are ready to go in any environment, in any place, against anybody. And even though we still got a lot to learn, our effort should be over anybody else's. And tonight we were relentless.
Head coach Mitch Johnson spoke about the competitiveness of the game.
They played maybe the last 15 or so odd game time minutes. And their legs got wobbly, but they composed themselves and finished strong. And that was a heck of a game to be a part of.
Victor Wembanyama, Stephon Castle, and Dylan Harper became the first teammate trio in NBA history, age 22 or younger, to each record a double-double in a playoff game. Game 2 begins tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. on NBC and will stream on Peacock. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.